insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين الهداة المهديين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First of all, I would like to congratulate you in advance, of course, on the birthday of our beloved Prophet, the Prophet of Allah's mercy and grace, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. We all hope that may Allah help us to know the Prophet and his message as best as we can and embrace his teachings as best as possible and be good followers of him, inshallah. Let's start the session by listening to the recitation of some holy verses of Surah Ali Imran.
وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم.
In this session, I would like to have a short discussion about the Islamic unity. In these three verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about one of the great blessings of Him upon Muslims especially. So let me read the translation of the first verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hold fast all together to Allah's court. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا and do not be divided into sects. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا and remember Allah's blessing upon you when you were enemies. Then He brought your hearts together. So you became brothers with His blessing and you were on the brink of a pit of fire whereat He saved you from it. Thus does Allah clarify His signs for you so that you may be guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the believers to hold fast Allah's cord. What is Allah's cord or Allah's rope, hablillah, as mentioned in this verse? Of course, there are different views of the commentators in this verse, but as a conclusion, we can say that these views all lead to a single meaning, which is that what is meant by the rope of Allah or Allah's cord is any means or medium through which one may connect himself or communicate with Allah, the Almighty, whether it be Quran, the Holy Quran, Islam, or the Prophet. These are some examples of that means or of that medium. And the best examples are the Holy Book of Quran and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household. So if we all Muslims hold fast this Allah's court, I mean the Prophet or the Quran, we would not go astray. The verse after this enjoins the Muslims to ponder over their past. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember Allah's favor on you when you were enemies of each other. Then he united your hearts with mutual love. He united you. You were enemies. And he made you brothers by his blessings and by his mercy. Here, the subject of love and unity of the hearts of the believers is attributed to Allah when he says, فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Then he united your hearts. By this phenomenon, he has pointed to the social miracle of Islam in this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you were divided, you were enemies. If we refer properly to the background of the old enmity of Arabs, we will realize that how a slight and simple subject could lighten the fire of a bloody war between them. This proves that it was somehow impossible to form one united nation from those unaware, ignorant, and separated people who used to be enemies of each other, who did not respect other people unless they were from their own clans and tribes. But Allah, the Almighty, by the religion of Islam and by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, could bring all these people together. The Prophet was a peacemaker. Lots of you read the story of the Hijra, when the Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, went to the city of Yathrib or Al-Madina. He went there as a mediator for peace for those two clans over there, Al-Aws wal Khazraj, and he called for brotherhood over there. Not only over there, but in the Islamic community as a whole. So the importance of unity and brotherhood among the hostile Arab tribes has not remained concealed even from the eyes of the non-Muslim scientists and historians and scholars who totally speak of it with much wonder, because when they take a look at the previous period of time, which was before the Prophet's message, the Prophet's mission, they find it very difficult to gather all of these different clans and tribes and attitudes together under one flag, which is Islam. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you used to be in such a community, and now you are united. Now you are in a brotherhood. Why do you want to be divided again? Why don't you pay attention to the importance of the unity which now you are in? Of course, these three verses are somehow connected to each other. At the first look, maybe you do not see the second verse somehow similar with the first one and the third one. But if you pay attention more, you would understand that the second verse is actually the connecting one between the first and the third. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first verse talks about the unity and the bad results and the bad results of disunity and enmity. In the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if there is someone who does not believe in unity, you have to bid him, you have to forbid him from this wrong idea, and you have to invite him to the Islamic unity. And at the third verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns about the threat of disunity in the Islamic Ummah. In the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. It means there has to be a nation among you summoning to the good, bidding what is right and forbidding what is wrong. It is they who are the felicitous. Right after that, he says, and he continues, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not be like those who became divided into sects. وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. And differed after manifest signs had come to them. So between these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there should be some nation among you summoning to the good, bidding what is right and forbidding what is wrong. So it means that putting this verse between these two verses means that one of the manifest good things that should be bidden is the unity of the Islamic Ummah. And one of the bad things that the Muslim should refrain from it is the disunity, is the enmity. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. We ought to learn lessons from the bitter divergences between schools of the former times. They were separated. We should know that separation and disunity and disagreement not only breaks the power in the present world and finally destroys the community, but also brings fire of hell to the Islamic community and to those who call for disunity and do not pay attention to the unity and to the importance of the unity in the hereafter. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of this verse, the third verse, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For such, for these people, there will be a great punishment. So, what we can learn from these three verses is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored the Muslims by a great mercy, which is the unity. What the community was before the Prophet looked like was just like a disaster. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his blessings, set us free, set the Islamic Ummah, the Islamic community, free of that situation. And now everyone wants to disunite this unity and wants to break and to violate this situation. For sure, will be punished in the hereafter, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. At the end of this session, once again, I congratulate the birthday of the Holy Prophet, and I hope that we all will stay united, and the Islamic Ummah will continue his way to prosperity by the means of the Islamic unity. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu. 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 Subhanaka ya man la sharika.